Hello, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health. Welcome back. Do any of these sound familiar? You've learned how to look good on the outside, but on the inside, it's a whole other matter. Then there's whatever you really feel on the inside just doesn't go away no matter what you do, no matter what you feel, no matter what you think. And on top of that, there are habits, behaviors that you do that help you stay in control. Anything from substances to activities to ways of relating to yourself and others. But they don't work all the time, or they lead to bigger problems. So you end up feeling trapped no matter what. Habits into Health is for you if any of these are familiar to you. And it's also for you if you've handled some problem habits, but you're still not happy with yourself or your life. Or if you don't really recognize any problems in yourself, but someone else in your life behaves in ways that creates problems for you. And last, this show is also for you if you're on the other side. You've successfully mastered a problem habit, and you want to continue to grow and discover ways to increase your sense of joy and satisfaction in your life. Doesn't that sound great? Habits into Health is all about helping you stop feeling frustrated or being out of control, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start sustaining that future that you want to have, where you feel just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. In recent episodes, I've described three levels around the process of change. The first is what's going on outside you. These are things that are outside your control. Your boss, for instance. Or the weather today. Or how the traffic is on your way to an appointment or to work. Or whether your housemate or partner wears clothes that you like. That last example is tricky. And it relates to the second level. Because you might want to believe you can control what your housemate or your partner wears. But the most power you actually have is to say what you will and hope this will have some influence. That's because how others behave is under their control, not yours. Level two is your subjective experience and your response to what's outside you. We've talked about these two levels recently and only hinted at the third, but today we'll dip into level three, which is about your own pattern of response to your subjective experience, you relating to you. This is where the real gifts are, and also some challenges. Although we cover all three levels in Habits into Health, the real work is here at this third level, in your relationship with yourself. Before we talk about this, let's do it. And we'll do that by practicing valuable skills that help you get underneath the story you tell yourself about your habit. By working with the almost invisible behaviors that play a role in maintaining your problem habits. So let's start. Today, have a seat, if you can, with your feet on the floor or the ground. If you're lying down and unable to sit, then bring your knees up so that your feet are flat on wherever you're lying down, if you're able to do this. If you're standing and unable to sit, I'll lead you in options as we continue. And if you're unable to move your legs at all for any reason, and you have power over your arms and hands, then let them rest on a surface at your side or on your thighs. If you have no power over your legs, arms, or hands, then let the focus of this exercise be on your head or some part of your face that you do have the ability to muscularly influence. That could be your mouth, your lips, your eyes, your cheeks. Today's exercise involves initiating pressure and attuning to the impact this pressure has. So if you're sitting, gently press your feet to the floor or the ground. If you're lying down, press your feet to whatever surface you're lying on. If you're standing, soften your knees and notice how your relationship to the floor or the ground changes. And if you're unable to press your feet for any reason, press your arms or your hands or your head if you can. Press down or back, whatever applies. And if you're unable to muscularly manage these, then press someplace that you can muscularly manage, even if it's just your eyes. Now, how does this pressing action influence you? Let's have you just notice, as you press, what else becomes involved on a muscular level? We're talking about muscular action patterns. And of course, your mind is involved, but only as the recipient of information, not as the director of the show. Let your action speak. So as you press, just notice what happens. Just notice where you feel something. If you're pressing in your feet, then you might feel that pressure all the way up to your knees, or even up to your hips, your thighs, your belly, even into your back. Only you can know what it is that you experience. So there's no right way or wrong way to do the exercise. There's only your way, and there's learning from your way. This is what matters most. So press. Press your feet. And then press a little bit more. Just enough so that you can feel that you've made a difference. And then undo that second level of pressure. Just enough that you notice that you've made a change. When you undo, what happens in you? What happens on a muscular level? What happens in the change of shape? You're a shapeshifter. You're actually changing your shape. Just notice. And then unpress as much as you can. And notice what effect this has. Now, if you can, squeeze your thighs. If you're unable to muscularly manage squeezing your thighs, then squeeze something that you can manage, even if it's just your eyes. As you squeeze in your thighs, what else becomes involved? It's kind of like the train is leaving the station, and what else jumps onto the train? Do you notice something spreading down into your lower legs? Do you notice something changing up into your buttocks, into your lower back? Unsqueeze, and do it just a little bit. Do you know what a little bit is? Or do you do what I call being Superman or Superwoman, leaping the tall building in a single bound? Just notice that and disorganize or undo the squeezing in your thighs. Just notice. You don't have to find words for this. You can just be aware that in the doing this, something changes in your sense of time. Something can change in your sense of your experience of yourself. I've said this before, that thinking is not a disembodied state. Thinking is not separate from physical action. And that means that when you are acting physically, your mind is engaged. And when you think you're just thinking, your body is engaged. There are muscular patterns occurring in different parts of you all the time. Now we're going to bring the formal part of the exercise to a close, but I invite you to be with yourself differently as we talk about today's topic, which is about your relationship to you. And that is really what all of these exercises in Habits into Health episodes are about. Before we go on about our topic, though, I do want to take this opportunity to say that you're listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this show, and my passion is for helping people just like you stop from feeling out of control over unhealthy habits and addictions and start creating the life that you've always wanted. This comes from a personal place in me, I know that it's possible because for almost 30 years, I've been working with my own habitual behaviors, and I've supported many people in doing the same. I invite you to come over to habitsintohealth.com and explore other podcasts and articles. And if you're interested in the Habits Into Health model, you can ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire on the website, and you can also stay tuned for more podcasts and programs in the future. Let's discuss our topic for today, which is the third level of change, your relationship to you. Initially, a little review. The first level is what's going on outside you, things that are outside your control. Your boss, for instance, or how the traffic is on your way to an appointment, or the weather today, or whether your housemate or partner wears clothes that you like. I mentioned these before. And as I said, that last example is tricky because you have the outside experience. Let's say your housemate or your partner wears clothes that you don't like. And that's so, it's outside you. Then you have your subjective experience and your response to that. So you might want to believe you can control what they wear, but really, all you can do is say what your opinion is. And maybe this will have an influence. But how they ultimately behave is under their control, and you don't have any power over that. But it doesn't mean that you don't have a response to the situation, right? We're all very familiar with having reactions and responses to situations we're in, whether it's home, work, or anywhere. But most of the time, our focus is on the story that we tell ourselves about the situation we're in. And that includes our reasons why we're reacting or responding. In the 100 years or so since modern psychology emerged with Freud and his followers, most of us humans in the wired world have just learned a lot about why we do what we do. I mean, what are the chances that you know that your life experiences have played a role in who you are, in the decisions you've made, and how you behave? Pretty good, right? We just know a lot more about this these days. But it turns out that knowing why doesn't lead to change. It's not enough. Otherwise, all the insight from 100 years of psychological understanding would have led to real changes on the ground with individuals like you and me. Turns out, insight about your situation probably doesn't help you change your ability to manage yourself in it. People don't stop smoking by understanding why they started smoking in the first place, or why they've continued, even though that insight could be really interesting. If you are like most people, you think about your problem habit a lot, and thinking about it probably hasn't helped you stop. I know that this is frustrating, and we have a lot of mysteries about that. But we also know that changing a problem habit is a behavior in itself, and behavior is action, and action happens at a muscular level. What we don't tend to do quite so easily is manage our internal response, which involves much more valuable skills than psychologically understanding why something's going on. Being able to manage yourself is where the real gifts are, and also the challenges. The challenges primarily because we are only just beginning as human beings to master this level. You can practice this at any time by starting with small behaviors, like the ones that we do in every podcast of Habits Into Health, whether those behaviors are associated with your problem habit or not. In fact, in the long run, it's better to practice when you're not engaged in your problem habit, because you have lots of stories you tell yourself about that. If you just engage yourself physically in a new and different way, it can have a larger effect, particularly as you develop the skill. And with any skill, the more you do it, the better you get at it. So try it now. Press something. A hand. A foot. Your head. Your lips. Be attentive, which means to set aside the story that you tell yourself about this and be engaged in the muscular action pattern of doing it. How are you doing this action? For instance, do you engage intensely? Or maybe not so intensely, or somewhere in between? Do you question whether you're doing it right or wrong, or assess yourself in some way, with a judgmental tone? Do you engage in a distracted way, or does your attention wander? Do you recognize other muscular actions that are involved in pressing? Check in with what you're feeling on a sensation level. Where you're feeling it, geographically in you, and how you're engaged in the action. You can tell yourself stories all you want, but if you want to create change, then working with what's underneath the story is what's going to make all the difference. Because what's underneath the story is something that you have in common with you, no matter what the story is. The Dalai Lama has said, "True change is within. Leave the outside as it is." I say, let your body lead you to what is within, so your mind doesn't have to lead and try to figure things out, but can follow and serve by collecting the feedback that you are giving to yourself. The practice of being attentive is an action, and it has its own intrinsic value. When you participate in the Habits into Health experiential practice, you are making this real for yourself. And this is where the beginning of change occurs. So it's time for me to sign off for now. And you know, if you feel trapped in a habitual behavior, then just recognize that real change starts small and be kind to yourself along the way. Blame and judgment just get in the way of creating any kind of behavioral change, particularly beneficial change. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. I know that you can turn your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. And I thank you so much for joining me.